ॐ ध्यायामोदबलापकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। Shankara, in the next shloka, in the 13th shloka, is going to explain as to how Kamadeva works. So, in the previous shloka, he says about Apangam, Kadaikan Parvai. We had discussed about Kadaikan Parvai, or the side glance of Devi, which gives life to Kamadeva and makes him do activities in the world, so makes him delude the greatest of saints. Dhanur Paushpam Maurvi Madhukaramai Panchavishika. So finally, Apanga Te Ladva Jagadidam Ananko Vijayate. That's what Shankara said in the 6th shloka. So after explaining about Kadaikan Parvai or side glance of Devi, now Shankara in the 13th shloka speaks about as to how does Kamadeva delude? What is his work? A brief explanation of what happens when a person is targeted by Kamadeva, means a person who is under the influence of what we call as love or kamam or lust, whatever it is. So though most of us are aware of things around us that love is blind and all those things, but we really don't appreciate Kamadeva, who is behind, who is the driving force for this attitude or for this emotion of love, to which many people fall a prey. So here Shankara says that due to Devi's side glance, because of Devi's side glance, Kamadeva works. So Shankara doesn't exactly speak about Kamadeva, but Shankara says that because of the side glance of Devi onto some people, some men in particular, they become really great. And because of that, because of side glance of Devi on these people, Kamadeva helps them in getting affairs or like in attracting other women towards such a person or such men. So we can see it in two ways, though Shankara doesn't directly speak about Kamadeva here. But we can see it in two perspectives. One is that as to Devi's, what does Devi's side glance do for normal people, normal men? How does it help normal men? So by telling as to how the side glance of Devi helps normal men, it means that the opposite is also valid. That means her glance can help women as well in the same way. And second is that Kamadeva, because of Devi's side glance, deludes people. And deludes people, though he deludes people, yet he doesn't delude those who have got side glance of Devi. That means Devi Bhaktas have side glance of Devi, and Kamadeva doesn't target those Devi Bhaktas. Instead, he helps those Devi Bhaktas get other people, attract other people. So this doesn't mean that, oh, if that is the case, I should get sidelines of Devi because then people will be attracted to me. It is only a way of telling that the sidelines of Devi is really powerful. So if Devi's sidelines is so powerful, so as to attract women towards a person, a man who is not much interested in it, who is old, who is not that attractive, then that means a Devi Bhakta will get much, much higher things. So, That means Shankara is telling that we have to become Devi Bhaktas so that we can get higher things in life. And those higher things are not attracting other people, but it is gaining or fulfilling the purpose of life. Fulfilling the very purpose of life, or Janma Safalyam, which is nothing but Jivan Mukti, or realization of our own nature of Devi, our own nature of that Devi who is not different from Nirguna Parabrahman, Advitiya Brahman, that alone exists. In short, understanding the Mahavakya of scriptures of Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha, and that Brahman being not different from Devi, because Mithya Jagat Adishthana. And so a person realizes such a Devi, such a Brahman, then he'll be ever blissful. That is the purpose of gaining Devi's side glance through bhakti. So this doesn't mean that we have to get side glance in order to attract people. Or so we need to get side glance because then Kama Deva will work for us rather than against us. So it's a way of telling that if we have bhakti, Devi bhakti, or bhakti for Devi can take us to higher places. Bhakti to Devi can give us or grant us things which we are not capable of. Though we may not be capable of things in life, but Kataksham or Devi's arul or whatever grace can help us get it. That's what is the very famous shloka of Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pankum Langayate Girim Yat Krakappa Tamaham Vande Paramananda Madhavam. Mukam Karoti Vachalam, the dumb speaks poetry. Pangum Langayate Girim, a lame person climbs a mountain. When Yat Krapatam Aham Vande Yat Krapatam, so when your Kripa is there, Aham Paramananda Madhavam, I prostrate onto such Ishvara. So the story of Kalidasa is quite popular. It's famous, most of us know the story. Kalidasa was a person who was dumb, who couldn't speak much, and so like somebody took him to Devi's temple, and it was a beneficial day or auspicious day when he was there. And it was a Kali temple, so Kalidasa was left there, and the person who brought him went out, and Kalidasa was sitting there and he was uttering something, some Devi Nama or something. All of a sudden Devi appeared in front of him, and Devi told him to stretch out his tongue. So Kalidasa stretched out his tongue, Devi touched it with her shulam, trident. And we know after that Kalidasa is considered as one of the greatest Sanskrit poets. Greatest of poets is Kalidasa, his Shakuntalam, or many other works are learned by Sanskrit students, as well as appreciated a lot by people who know Sanskrit, or Vyakaranam, people following Vyakaranam. So that is a small incident, real life incident in the life of Kalidasa, which portrays or which shows the proves the fact that if we have the side glance of Devi, if we have Devi's Kripa, if we become eligible to get Devi's Kripa, then we'll be able to achieve things that we are incapable of. And in short, it is very tough to realize. Realization of Jivan Mukti is so tough. Though most of us know reality, but many are deluded. We know people like who learned Vedanta for 3 years, 4 years, and then get into marriage. They forget things. So though we may get intellectual knowledge, yet that is not Jivan Mukti. Jivan Mukti is not that easy. Jivan Mukti can be achieved only when there is Guru Kripa or Ishwara Kripa. Either of those needs to be there strongly. For that we have to offer ourselves to either Guru or Ishwara. And the Ishwara of Devi is already there for us. There are many people like Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa and many others who have realized the truth because of the grace of Devi. Therefore, we should seek Devi. We should seek Devi with full devotion and surrender so that we will achieve or accomplish the incapable thing of realization, not any other thing. So here Shankara speaks about Devi's glance helping men, or Kamadeva helping people who have Devi's glance, side glance, by attracting women towards them. Yet it's only meant to instigate desire in the sadhakas, so that sadhakas will know that okay, Devi can give us something which is higher, so that can be there. So if Devi's side glance, in short, if Devi's side glance is there, then such a person will have control over kamam, and Kamadeva will not touch such a person. But that Kamadeva who himself has side glance, he will help such a person. That means he will delude people whom this person wants. So the Kamadeva will delude other people to get attracted towards this person, but Kamadeva will not go near that person. So if we want to control kamam, if we want to control love, lust, etc., this shloka as well as Devi Bhakti, which in turn will bestow us sight glance of Devi, will help us in that. And this shloka is in the raga called Begada. There is one beautiful song, Amma's Bhajan, in Begada, but I am not sure about other songs. Maybe you can search in the net to find out songs in the raga. It's called Begada. So the shloka goes like this. Naran varshiyam san nayana virasan narma sujadam tava pangaloke patitamanudhavanti shatasha galadveni bandha kuchakalash visrastasi chaya hatat trutyat kancho vigalita dukula yuvataya. So tava apanga aloke means view or glance. Apangam means sight. So tava apanga aloke, when your side glance patitam falls over whom? Naram, a man. So if your side glance falls on a man, then how does it help him? Varshiyamsam, how is this man? He is old. Varshiyamsam means he is too old. His age is quite high. That means he is old. So consider a man who is very old. Upon him, Devi's side glance falls. Then Nayana virasam means like Nayana means eyes, virasam means not, unliked or disliked. So consider that this man is old and disliked by others. And Narmasu jadam means he is not interested in passions. He is not interested in passions of love or lust, or what we can call sexual interest as well. We can translate it that way as well. So he is not interested. And jadam. Jadam means he is insentient. He doesn't have too much brain. He is not that intelligent. So Tava apanga loke patitam. Your sightlance has fallen on a man, Naram. What are the qualities of the man? One varshiyamsam, he is quite old. And nayanavirasam, he is disliked. Narmasu, he is not, he is disinterested, sorry. He is not interested in any emotions, he is not interested in sexual activities. And Jadam, he is not that intelligent. And such a person, to such a person, Yuvatayaha. Yuvatayaha means young women. So young women, Shatashaha Anudhavanti. Shatashaha hundreds. Anudhavanti follow. So for a person who is quite old, who is not worthy, for such a person who has got sidelines of Devi, thousands of women follow him. Anudhavanti, run behind him. The word meaning dhavati. Dhavati means running. Dhavanti means run, multiple, like bahuvachanam, running. Anudhavanti means they follow him. Runningly follow him, or follow him strongly. So that is the power of Devi's sidelines. Devi's sidelines, when it falls upon a person, a man, then he will attract other women. Even though Nayana Virasam, he is disliked by all, because he is old, he is not handsome, he is not intelligent, he is not interested in people, he is not interested in sexual activities, he is not interested in emotions, he is not interested in sharing, yet thousands of women, Yuvatayaha, Shatashaha Yuvatayaha Anudhavanti, thousands of women follow him. Why? Because he has the sight lines of Devi. So such a person who is not handsome, we know that young women, it's quite, everybody knows it. Most of the people know that if we have to attract young women, then either we need to spend a lot of money or we need to be really handsome. So even if we spend a lot of money, still women, or like any partnership, any pairing is based on some or the other factors. So either it's, until like you have money, the person will follow you. After that, he or she will not. And also, like, it also is a phase. So it won't be happening because of interest. But here, many young women, so we try a lot of means to attract young women or the young people of the opposite sex. But it's very tough. We know that it's very tough. It's not that easy. But if Devi's sidelines is there, then it happens very easily. So that is what Shankara says here, that if Devi's sidelines is there, then this happens very easily. So if this happens very easily, if this can happen very easily, then that means such a person who is not capable of such things, he attracts young women, which means that Devi is bhakti, which in turn gives us side glance that can achieve the impossible. So it can lead us to the ultimate goal, the goal of realization. So realization is easily possible with Devi's side glance. The only thing that we need to do is we need to be devoted to Devi. Devotion, the true devotion of offering, surrendering ourselves. And if women were just following, we can say, oh, like if a person is, I don't need Devi's kadaksham and all, I don't need Devi's glance, something or the other is enough to attract women towards me. But Shankara here describes beautifully as to how these women run or follow these men. These women are struck by love. They are struck so much. They are mad in love that they run forgetting everything. So that's what Shankara says here. Galat veni bandaha. Veni bandaha galat. So their hair is not proper. That means hair is, how to term it? Not getting the right word to use it. It means that hair is, they haven't combed their hair properly. The hair is half, it's not in a good way. And not just that, kucha kalasha visrasta sichaya. This means that their clothing above their navel, the upper part of their body is not covered properly. That means they have forgotten to cover their the upper part of their body. It can mean either forgot to cover or that they, in their haste, they forgot it. In their haste, it came off, something like that. Which means that women have their like bosom or like breasts open. It is exposed. That's what Shankara says here. So their hair is not proper, their breasts are exposed, and then hatat trutya kanchaha. In their haste, because they see their lover and they're running behind him, therefore the sari or whatever, wherever the sari is tied in their navel part or the waist part, it's called, in traditional, it's called udhyanam. Udhyanam means like a gold ornament that is worn on the waist to hold, like we can say, sari or any other clothing, and that has that they having tied. That means the knot they have tied in their waist has come off because they were in a haste. And vigalita dukulaha, which means that their saris have fallen off. The sari has fallen off because of this. So that means their hair is not proper. They have forgotten to properly cover their breast, and their waist part, the knot in the waist is not, has come off, and their sari has fallen off, half fallen off, you should say. So women, in such a way, women follow, thousands of women anidhavanti, follow such a man who varshiyamsam, who is quite old, nayanavirasam, who is disliked, means who is not handsome, who is not interested in people, and jadam, who is not that intelligent as well. And him, beautiful women follow in such a way, as Shankara has beautifully explained. That means that these young women can never go behind such a old man, such a dull looking, such a bad looking man. Yet they go, and they go in a very strong way, as to forget their own body parts, the clothing in their body, etc., etc. So they forget everything and run behind him because he has Devi's side glance. So Devi's kataksham is there in such a man, thereby these women run behind him like anything. So that means it, if it was just going behind or being attracted to an old man, that can happen because of money, but this is not merely going behind, but they go behind in a strong way, as to forget their forgetting to comb their hair properly, forgetting to cover their breasts, their waist part, the clothing has come down almost, and the sari has fallen off. So all these things, they run behind him because they are struck by love or attraction. That is because of Kamadeva's grace, because Devi's side glance is there for such men. So it can be the opposite way. Shankara here just takes men to show, to make it like to show as to describe, or not show, to describe beautifully as to how a woman would run behind such a man when she is fully struck by love. So that description becomes perfect, or that this side glance is really powerful can be said only when a woman is running behind a man. The other way, it won't be that much. But the essence of the shloka is that Devi's side glance can do wonders. Not only that, wonders, but in a way that Devi's side glance can help us get rid of Kama Devas. We won't become a target of Kamadeva, therefore we'll be able to overcome our emotions. Not only that, since the incapable things are fulfilled by Devi's sight glance, therefore realization also can happen very easily because of Devi's glance. That means we have to become eligible for Devi's glance. Devi's glance is always there, but when we have real devotion and we are really devoted to Devi by offering ourselves completely, surrendering, full surrender, total surrender, offering everything to Devi, then we'll be able to apprehend Devi's side glance. So even if a person wants worldly things, worldly possessions, or he wants to attract another woman, that can be done by Devi's grace. So he just needs to have devotion towards Devi and ask Devi. If we ask Devi with his full mind, the strong desire, if he has the earnest desire, then Devi will fulfill it. And we already know that, unlike other gods, for Devi we don't even need to mention it. If we just think in our mind, she will fulfill it. So if we have the earnest desire for worldly things, even if it is attracting women or men or any other things like money, power, fame, etc., that will easily happen with Devi's grace, Devi's kadaksham, side glance. Side glance is very powerful. That's what normal glance would give us. Normal kadaksham would give us only some things in normal things in life, but side glance is so powerful. It can achieve, with that we can achieve the impossible things, things which are not at all possible even by Ishvara's grace. Such things also can be achieved by gaining the Kadaikan Parve or side glance of Devi. So this means that we have to become real devotees of Devi in order to realize our own nature of Devi or Brahman. We'll continue in the next day. Hare Krishna.